Cooper here on Salford City Radio, and today we're talking to some of the hundreds of young carers who live in Salford and finding out about their lives and the sort of things that help them cope. So now I'm going to be talking to Zoe about the caring she does for her mum. Hi Zoe.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
So what sort of caring do you do for your mum?
I just help look after my little sisters and make sure she takes the tablets and make sure she's all right.
How come you have to make sure your mum's all right?
Because if she doesn't take her tablets, for instance, she starts hallucinating and sees things.
What are the tablets for?
Just to calm her down when she's a bit giddy and just to make sure she doesn't start hallucinating.
Why does she get giddy and hallucinate?
I'm not really sure. I think it's like when she's down in the... when she's quite upset. And then she just changes moods.
There's up and down days.
Yeah.
Does your mum suffer from any illnesses?
No, just bipolar.
How do you cope with that?
I just get on with it, really. It's like what you have to do.
It's normal for you.
Yeah.
I feel for you because I've got the same issues, you know? So, do you have to do a lot around the house and stuff?
Just look after my sisters, like put them to bed and keep them from
getting hurt.
Yeah.
Do they fight a lot?
Yeah, they do.
Do you have to like take the role as the mum?
Not really, but when my mum's a bit down and Robin and I just fight, she just ignores them, so I've got to like break up the fight.
Do you have to care for your mum all the time, like every day, every second?
No, not all the time. Sometimes she can look after herself. It's just that when she's a bit down, I have to help her out.
How do you cope with school?
It's all right, but I don't normally tell people I'm young carers unless they're, like, proper friends and...
You can trust them.
Yeah, like, they won't take the mick.
So could I just ask Zoe, do the teachers in school know about your caring responsibilities?
Yeah.
Do, and do they make things easier for you at school and at home? So, for example, if you've got a really big piece of homework, will they account for the fact that you might be really busy looking after your sisters or your mum that night, and if you don't get it done, they're understanding?
I don't think most teachers know, but my form teacher does, and she don't give me a lot of homework. Or even if she does give me homework, she cuts it down for a bit, so if I don't get it in on time, she won't give me a detention like normal, like other people do. Because they don't care for other people like I do. But other teachers, they just... because they don't know, they just give you whatever.
So would you prefer for all the other teachers to know? Just to take that extra pressure off?
Yeah, but I don't really like telling people because some teachers, like... I was going to tell Miss Owen because I had to give her homework and... they just go, all right then, and leave you alone, and they go, why haven't you brought your homework in?
So do you think maybe they don't understand and that we need to look at raising awareness in school and maybe letting all the teachers know?
Yeah.
What it's like to be a young carer and how you might not always be able to do your homework on time.
Do you find it gets stressful?
Sometimes I do, because sometimes a lot of people pick on me in school and then I've got other things at home that are a big problem. And then I've got my two little sisters that just don't stop fighting. So, yeah.
Like, do you struggle with your emotions and how you feel towards the things you do for your mum?
Yeah.
And what do you feel?
I feel quite upset sometimes. But then I feel quite happy to have a mum that's... to just have a mum.
Do you get angry for what you do?
No, not really.
Sometimes I do. Like, I get mixed emotions about what I do because she's my mum and then she's, like, my mum. She's supposed to be my mum. So, sometimes when you have to support your mum and she's not supporting you, the roles change and you get angry. Well, I get angry.
You're both very honest.
Well, you know, I'm very open. Just like my mum. Is there any times where you've had to, like, seriously help your mum?
Yeah, when the doctors first gave her the medicine to start sleeping, because when she was diagnosed with bipolar, she wasn't getting to sleep very much, and they gave her sleeping tablets and all the other tablets that she had to take. And she took them and she fell asleep on the computer chair and trying to wake her up for about an hour on, and I really